never grown kale before, so this is going to be a fun adventure, I guess.
While plotting kale, spinach, and radish plants in the now operational greenhouse, Chapel Hill High School senior Sadie Harward recalled how the space first piqued her curiosity as a sophomore.
It was kind of sporadic. I just would walk by this building and kind of like wonder like what's in there, like why is like not being used. I never saw anybody going in and out. And then one day I kind of just like poked my head in during like a transition period, and it was not what I expected. It was like filled to the brim with like trash, melted pots, and the floors were like, there was residue of like water because it was flooded. It was a mess, and I was like, oh my gosh.
But Harward also spotted one baby plant in the greenhouse's corner, and in turn, the potential for something more. Just a week later, she had conversations with her teachers about what it would take to make the space usable again. She learned that it had once been used by a school environmental club that had since fallen off, and also how the large fans that regulate the heat inside the greenhouse were broken. In other words, nothing inside could grow. According to Harward, that starting point was the hardest part of the entire renovation process, because it meant convincing the school that the greenhouse was a priority to invest in.
I was told no a lot, so a lot of times, especially with the fans, it was kind of like, I don't know if this will happen. You might like want to just kind of give up on this project. We can find other ways to serve the community. And like in clubs, like they have an advisor, you have like people above you, and I didn't really have in the start out like anybody. It was just kind of me.
It was midway through the last school year when Harward finished cleaning the remainder of the space. Then she could finally start planting low-maintenance produce like lettuce, cucumbers, and herbs, coming in daily during her lunch and flex periods to hand-water them. Although she didn't have much gardening experience prior to the project, the Chapel Hill High senior said she's always been interested in nutrition and health, particularly expanding access to healthy foods for athletes and students. Harward's vision is to donate the produce to local food nonprofits in the school's culinary classes.
That's hopefully the plan. Hopefully these peppers especially, because they're kind of almost ready, which is good. All these herbs are great, and then hopefully these plants will work through. And if anything, it's just a place for kids in the community to kind of come in here and work. The special education department, they always use this now, and it's been awesome to see that. And then also there's plenty of clubs that would love to utilize this.
Because bringing the greenhouse back to life started as a near independent effort, Harward said it's been amazing to see the community rally behind the work, noting how a GoFundMe allowed her to purchase much of her current supply of soil and seeds. Wanting to grow alongside her plants, she also frequently reached out to teachers, residents, and farmers with gardens and greenhouses for advice. She said it was important that she connect with locals already doing similar work to learn about the specific needs of each plant.
I just think there's such a big community around food and plants and growth and all that, so it's really awesome to see that. Because before I didn't really notice it.
The next step for the greenhouse is raising funds to fix its automatic watering system, which would enable the plants to better thrive without daily attention from Harward. Although she said she hopes returning students will continue her efforts after she graduates in the spring. She's starting a club this upcoming school year as part of that, also wanting their help to refurbish the nearby courtyard.
I'm not growing something, I'm starting something, and I want it to continue to flourish. I don't want this to be the maximum that it reaches. I want this to be the beginning, and then, you know, just keep growing. I want this place to be like filled with plants at some point, you know, and all clubs, kids using it. I want classes to be able to use it. That's kind of my main goal, is just open the doors to the community. Because with that, there's so many opportunities that can happen.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Emma Cook.